This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet, has condemned the mass shootings in the United States that took at least 31 lives Saturday and Sunday. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The United Nations Human Rights Office warns hate crimes appear to be on the rise in the United States, noting an increase in violent attacks against synagogues, mosques, churches, and LGBT people. The spokesman for the UN High Commissioner, Rupert Colville, says authorities are responsible for ensuring their actions do not promote negative stereotypes that lead to violent outbursts.
We're concerned that these types of messages not only stigmatize and dehumanize minorities, migrants, refugees, women, LGBT, and the so-called other, but they also leave targeted persons and communities vulnerable to the risks of reprisals and attacks.
Colville tells VOA it is too easy to attribute gun violence to mental illness. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence weighed in Tuesday on this weekend's mass shootings. He made his comments Tuesday in a speech on the outskirts of Washington, D.C.
What happened this weekend were acts of pure evil. And we express our deepest condolences to the families of those who lost their lives. And we join every American praying for the injured and their families.
Teacher Michelle Ringette with the American Federation of Teachers was at a rally outside the White House. She said teachers are on the front lines of Americans' gun violence problem.
We have bandaged kids. We have comforted them in their terror. We have treated families and tried to comfort them when they've lost loved ones in our hospitals. There is too much happening. We've been shot at, we've tried to protect children, and we have lost.
This is VOA News.